where do you see the future of Ontario, perhaps 8 years from now?
Well, I mean, we look at where this current government is going with their spending and their debt levels. We're at $300 billion in debt, and $1 billion a month is spent just servicing the interest that this government's debt that they've raised. And you think of that amount of that money that could go to the special programs. So I'm hoping this government, and maybe after the next election we have a new government, but that government looks at living within their means, making sure that the government's available to help those that need a help up, getting out of the way of businesses, ensuring that they can grow and invest, and tackling the unaffordable energy rates throughout this province, trying to make affordability of living in Ontario back, bring it back to Ontario, ensure that people want to move and invest here and return Ontario to a better place. And that's my goal for 8 years down the road, 2 years and 4 months down the road from the provincial election. I think that'll be a key deciding factor of which way this province is going to go.
And for all of the young professionals and youth who are listening to this interview today, for those who are interested in becoming more involved, how can our youth become more actively engaged in serving and assisting the communities, specifically in politics and with the Conservative Party?
I think the best thing any youth can do is get involved in their communities. It doesn't matter, whatever is an interest to that person, volunteer and get involved. And that's how you learn about what your community is all about and how you can help them. Secondly, locate a local Progressive Conservative Party and volunteer. There's an election coming up in 2 years, 4 months. Volunteer your time and just see what the political system is all about. Go to your local MPP, offer to volunteer in their office during the summer or the winter, and spend some time and get an idea what happens at the constituency level, because what happens locally and what happens at Queen's Park are two different things. But the key is to volunteer your time and start to learn about the process so that you can develop your own thoughts and ideas on how politics can be shaped.
Mr. Urich, I want to mention that you were responsible for the creation of Ryan's Law legislation. Mm-hmm. This sets standards of care for children attending Ontario schools that require the use of asthma medication. Please discuss the significance and the impact that this legislation has had.
Ryan's Law was developed because there was a student in my riding who had an asthmatic attack, and the school locked the inhalers away in the teacher's office, and unfortunately the student was unable to reach his medication in time, and he died. So my bill changed the rules, which with the parents' permission, students can carry their asthma medication with them at all time. At the same time, it develops a education program for principals, staff, students, and parents, all about asthma, so there's an understanding of asthma. And the third part of the goal is schools will ensure to be asthma-friendly sites to reduce the allergens that are causing asthmatic attacks. I think it's been great. The feedback I have, students now have their asthma medication, their relief medication, their Ventolins or Bricanyl inhalers. And what I'm hearing from parents is they're thankful. They feel sort of at ease that they know their child has their medication with them at all times instead of being locked away in a room. And I'm glad this common sense of legislation was supported by all parties at the legislature.
I want to also mention that you have been actively involved in the creation of sustainable health care that serves the public and creates value for taxpayer dollars. You petitioned against OHIP fee cut funding to physiotherapy. Mm-hmm. Being a part of the healthcare profession, what do you think that Ontario's healthcare system needs in order to be better today and in the future?
Well, definitely. We spend $52 billion a year in our healthcare system, and unfortunately, too much of that money is being spent on administration costs. The Auditor General has pointed out that with the Community Care Access Centers, for every dollar spent, 39 cents of that stays in the administration, is not reaching the patient. So that's a concern. We've seen healthcare services ration throughout the province. I think the key to developing healthcare in this province is, one, actually focusing on the patient and delivering the services and access that they need. The second key is working with healthcare professionals, with them to develop ways to ensure the healthcare system is functioning, expand the scopes of practice, utilize the skills that our schools have taught our doctors, our nurses, our pharmacists, our chiropractors, our physiotherapists, and ensuring that they're utilized to the fullest extent and working collaboratively. If we can do that, cost savings can be found, access to healthcare will increase, and we'll have a better healthcare system.
As a representative of the PC caucus within the Polish community, how has this experience strengthened cultural outreach in the community?
Well, I think it's been great for our party to step outside of our box. Usually our party hasn't been one to reach out to different communities. My grandparents came over from Poland around 1920 and grew up going to my grandma's all the time. So I think it's really neat that I'm able, as a member of the PC caucus, engage with the Polish community. I find it quite rewarding, and it's such a warm and well-receiving community to be a part of. I feel quite at home with them at any event I do attend, and you learn quite a bit from the community and what their needs are going forward. And our party has reached out to so many different communities that the diversity of the progressive conservatives is changing, and our understanding of the various communities in Ontario is strengthening. So come the next election in 2 years and 4 months, we will be ready to be representative of all communities in this province and form the government.
Certainly, and I wanted to mention that as a result of becoming a member of the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce and as a result of working closely with the president of the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Śniegowski, and his daughters, I was invited to a Youth Slavic, a networking event which took place a couple months ago. Natalia worked on this event, and I would say that it was certainly a huge success because the amount of youth who came out was not only impressive, but all of the youth were provided with an opportunity to engage and to speak with the members of the provincial parliament. And you were one of the MPPs that attended. So would you be able to talk more about the Slavic Youth Networking event, along with any upcoming events that you plan on having in the near future?
Well, sure. I mean, Natalia Kuzendowicz has been key to our outreach program. I couldn't thank her enough. Such a hardworking young lady, dedicated to both Canada and Poland. And the connection she has made and the representation she has done has opened so many doors for the PC party. It allows us one-on-one interaction, and nights like the Slavic Night allowed interaction with the youth to speak with MPPs. We had John Jakubowski, we had Patrick Brown, our leader there, and myself, and it was a great evening. Upcoming in the next few months, we will be having more events, considering Pope St. John Paul II Day is upcoming, and in May is such a time of significance in the Polish community. We will be ensuring that we are participating in community events, but also opening our doors to further collaboration with the Polish community.
And when not at Queen's Park, you continue your involvement in the community by frequently hosting citizen roundtables and town hall meetings in order to gather community input for the policy development and in order to keep current with constituents' concerns. How can more members make a difference today?
To be a part of these events, I just completed roundtables with regards to the budget preparations. I think key right now for anybody listening is if you go to forontario.ca, forontario.ca, you can log on. You don't have to be a member of the PC party. You're just an Ontarian, and you can give your thoughts. We're doing a policy development program, and we're starting it online to collect ideas. Anything goes. You can talk about anything you want to think that would be good policy to improve Ontario. I think that's a good start for anybody across the province to be involved because Patrick Brown, our leader, said from day one, our next policy and platform for the election will reflect the voice and thoughts of Ontarians. And unless you give your input, it's going to be hard for us to understand what you need. So I would recommend people go into forontario.ca.
Definitely. Mr. Urach, I want to immensely thank you again for doing this interview and for taking the time out of your busy schedule to sit down with me. Would you like to leave any final words with our listeners today?
Thank you very much for having me. I think this is a great media to meet with people and get their ideas out. So I commend you for having this program available. And I just want to say, just be involved in your community. Get to know your politicians, whether it be at the municipal, federal, or provincial level, and talk to them, because they're there to listen to you. They're there to bring your thoughts and to their representatives up at either Queen's Park or the House of Commons or to the municipality. Talk to them. At the same time, get involved in community, and hopefully the listeners here will have a future in politics, and there'll be people who listen and people who are engaged in your community.
Certainly. Thank you very much.
Thank you.